today's news.
Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast, of course, where we look at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. It's all old news, as they say. This week, the Cozy Nook Cafe, that iconic building down tucked away in the corner of Port Erin down on the beach, now protected, I believe, was going to be redeveloped. Been in the news again recently for a fairly benign story about commissioners looking for tenders for the next season or maybe 3 years. It sent me scrabbling back through the archives to see how the Cozy Nook has fared over the years. It goes back a bit. It might go back further. Who knows? But a quick scratch around unveiled a few little gems. Starting with a tragedy, quite literally. The Mona's Herald, in November of 1934, very sadly reports the death of the owner, or then proprietor, of the Cozy Nook, who sadly took his own life. We shan't go into details, but a sad start on that one. To brighter things, in 1939, we go to the Isle of Man Examiner. Something this is more current, perhaps. Unsightly hoardings. The Buildings Committee reported they'd considered the matter of advertisements on property belonging to the board. It was resolved the clerk should write to the then occupiers of the Cozy Nook and Beach Cafe, stating the commissioners were concerned about advertisements on their property and were considering taking steps to have them removed, and that pending a reply, the clerk be instructed to bring in a report on all advertisements placed on the board's property. Mr. Corran, who moved the adoption of the report, said the committee were quite concerned about the disfigurement of the building, and discussion on this matter was referred to committee stage. In the Alabama Times of July the 31st, 1954, there's an article entitled Sand Removal Not Justified. A letter from Mrs. Pearson of the Cozy Nook Cafe Port Erin was before the Roads, Lighting and Building Committee of the local commissioners recently, and complaints were read about the condition of the north end of the shore and asked that sand be carted from the south end to the north. At the monthly meeting on Tuesday, the members of the board stated that they had inspected the shore and apart from one small area in the centre of it, opposite Beach House, they were satisfied it was in a reasonable condition. It was resolved that Mrs. Pearson be informed that the north end of the shore was not in an unreasonable condition and therefore the expense of carting sand from the south side would not be justified. Oh dear. Not surprisingly, perhaps, at numerous times through the decades, advertisements pop up for staff for the Cozy Nook Cafe, perhaps framed in a way you would not get away with these days. If we look at the Isle of Man Times of May 1936, May the 16th to be exact, an intelligent girl is wanted for ice cream and sweets, presumably to sell them, not eat them. Whilst in 1939, 3 years later, the Isle of Man Times, Saturday, August the 12th, has an advert for a strong girl, I don't know whether she has to be intelligent as well, wanted for the washing up. Live in, local preferred. Well, I suppose that would be handier, I guess. Live in at the Cozy Nook would be very handy for the beach, I dare say. In 1954, it was all about the donkeys. The Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, February the 12th. Donkey stand. On the recommendation of the Port Erin Roads Committee, they were a busy committee, that Roads Committee, it's been decided that the area behind the Cozy Nook Cafe be offered as a suitable stand for donkeys during the summer season and at a charge of £1 per donkey per season be made. Great for the roses as well. What it did for the customers of the Cozy Nook Cafe, I don't know. Perhaps they could go and feed them carrots. We skip to 1958, Friday, September the 19th, in the Isle of Man Times. From donkeys to loos. Improving Port Erin public conveniences. Government aid will be sought. Port Erin commissioners have decided to instruct their architect, the article says, Mr. W. Gill, to prepare estimates of the cost of erecting a deck chair store and a shelter and conveniences near the Cozy Nook Cafe on the shore, with a view to seeing if any government financial assistance may be obtained towards the cost. Similar action is also proposed in connection with the extension and renovation of existing public conveniences at the bridge. It goes into great detail of how this would be built. The store will have a reinforced concrete roof, 4.5-inch brick walls, with 9-inch piers on the north and east, with doors and windows in the latter elevation. The external face of the brick, it is suggested, should be grey and pebble-dashed along with a concrete floor. It suggested improving the shelter conveniences by pulling down the wooden structure and erecting a permanent building with toilet accommodation at both ends and shelter facilities in the middle. It is also proposed to extend the existing conveniences in Shaw Road by demolishing the gable walls and extending the building in both directions so as to give an additional 5 feet 6 inches on either side. In addition, it's contemplated extending the front and back walls in stone with the new gables in 11-inch cavity brick wall pebble-dashed in grey. This, we are told, will give considerably more facilities. However, at Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, Mr. T.C. Farragher said cost had risen since the ideas were considered earlier in the year, and that was why they were seeking more information before making any recommendations. When Mr. Lewis queried the use of pebble-dashing, very appropriate for the loose, perhaps, Mr. Farragher replied that stone finishing was much dearer. Mr. Costain, Mr. G.H. Costain, felt the shelter idea should be adapted for gents and a separate building for ladies, as he felt the proposals before them would make the facilities too small. And finally, improvement to access. In 1960, the Isle of Man Times, March the 2nd, the dangerous approach to the shore at the Cozy Nook Cafe has been pointed out to the Finance Committee of the Port Erin Commissioners by boarding housekeeper Mrs. Murray of Argyle, the promenade. The committee discussed the question of having access to the shore at this point for wheeled vehicles and decided to recommend that the approach to the shore there should be sloped off and made good before the next season. Which I think they did they not? The Cozy Nook Cafe, it goes back further, I feel certain. Perhaps we'll revisit that at another time. Suffice to say, a long-standing feature at Port Erin, it does, of course, make new news and old news. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.